You know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. It's just an awful feeling.
Exercise. That doesn't even roll off the tongue very well. It's such a dirty word. Exercise. Maestro, what is your exercise routine?
Well, it used to be.
That's not a good way to start that answer.
Playing basketball, yeah. Church league basketball, do that. And by the end of the season, I am in great shape, feeling great at work. It helps you all the way around.
Yeah, now basketball is a sport that will definitely get you in shape. There's a lot of running involved. Were you a pretty good shooter or more defense? Or
A little of everything, whatever they need.
Could you dunk?
No, not lately.
Only if it's a Dunkin' Donut, right? Yeah, you can dunk that.
Dunk that,
just no problem.
Yeah,
well, I could only dunk if I had a trampoline to help me get up there. I could, in my glory days, which weren't very glorious, if I may be so transparent, but in my glory days, I was able to actually touch the rim, but I never could quite grip the ball and get it over the rim, which, of course, is like being within... What's that saying? Close but no cigar, or whatever you call it.
That's so it.
That's kind of what it was like. Well, you know, but we're not here to talk about cigars. We're here to talk about your career calling. So I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser, with Career Callings. Our purpose is to help you avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping you find, prepare for, and pursue the work God created you to do. Join us today by phone, text, or email, phone or text at 864-381-7649. That's 864-381-7649. By email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's robbie at careercallings.net. Now, I did find very interestingly the other day an article entitled Six Reasons Why Exercise Can Supercharge Your Productivity. And the reason I wanted to share that with you is because pretty much everything in the article is spot on. It articulates some things that I didn't know but kind of suspected. But you know, part of pursuing God's calling in your life is being able to stay focused and energetic and things of that nature so that you can stay on task and do what needs to be done to accomplish the goals that God has set for you through your vocation, through your career. And exercise, much to many people's surprise, can actually enable you to do that. And these six reasons that I found here were very instructive. And just kind of share the article. By the way, the author is Carson Tate. He wrote this for a website called thenextweb.com. As always, I will link to this article at careercallings.net/radio so that you can read it for yourself if you find it valuable and want to read it for yourself in its entirety. I will only be talking about excerpts, of course, as usual. But at the very beginning of the article, it mentions that Starbucks president Michelle Gass wakes up at 4:30 a.m. every morning to run. Vogue editor Anna Wintour is on the tennis court by 6 a.m. Now, having played tennis in college for the college I went to, that's very appealing. Getting up and playing tennis sounds pretty good. I don't do that, but it's not a bad idea to do at some point. Richard Branson, founder of the Virgin Group, frequently starts his day with a morning run. And the question in the article goes this way: what do these highly successful people know that we need to know? And the answer is this: people who exercise are more productive. They just are. And here are the six reasons why that they are. Number one, exercise keeps you alert and focused. Quick science lesson: exercise increases blood flow to the brain. Now, I don't know about you, Maestro, but since my brain is very, very tiny and there isn't a whole lot of life there, I need all the blood flowing there I possibly can.
Exactly. We all do.
That's right. Because we're men. You know, women don't have that problem. You know, they have much better brains that work a whole lot better than ours do. Okay. Exercise increases blood flow to the brain, and that sharpens your awareness. A guy named Jim McKenna from the University of Bristol showed that after exercising, work performance was consistently higher, as shown by better time management and improved mental sharpness. So that was from a study at the University of Bristol. Now, I can tell you anecdotally that I totally have seen that in my own life. I can tell that when I finish a workout, and my workout's not very intense. I mean, for some people it might be. It's not like I do P90X or anything like that, although I probably ought to try that at some point. But I have a very simple workout routine. It's 100 sit-ups, 12 push-ups, and 30 minutes on an elliptical. And that's pretty much it, which for the die-hard marathoners, that's pretty weak. But, you know, it's enough to give me more energy, to give me more focus, to reduce my stress level. And if I don't work out for any length of time, I can tell. If I go 2 or 3 or 4 days, usually only 2 or 3 days, without exercising in a row, I can detect fogginess of the mind, less energy, a lot more stress. But if I work out, you know, regularly, at least every other day, certainly every third day, then it certainly all that stuff goes away. And by the way, if you're like me, you're probably not a morning person, and so getting up at 4:30 a.m. to go running, it probably does not appeal to you very much. It certainly does not to me. I have on occasion worked out in the morning, but I have found that normally I like to work out in the evening time, preferably early evening before dinner. And then sometimes when my schedule prevents me from doing that, I might fit in a workout around midday, around lunchtime. But you have to schedule that in to make sure you achieve the benefits from it. Number two, exercise will kick up your energy level. There are days, the author writes, when the last thing you want to do early in the morning or at the end of the long workday is exercise, because who has the energy? It sounds counterintuitive, but choosing to exercise in either of these instances can actually give you the energy boost you need. And that is so true in my life. The few times I have worked out in the morning, I have arrived at the workout station very, very groggy, only to be energized by the time I'm done. At nighttime, when I work out, usually after a long day, I'm tired. I really don't want to do it, but I'll force myself to do it. And after I do that, I have energy for usually a couple hours to stay focused. Last night, for example, I did choose to work out kind of late in the evening, and as a result of doing that, I was able to work till midnight last night without any problems with energy or focus whatsoever. Number three is exercise improves brain function, which I need all the help I can get with that. According to a guy named John Medina, author of Brain Rules, people who are physically active score better on cognitive tests than people living in a sedentary lifestyle, which just means sitting around all the time. In a clinical trial run by the Body Brain Performance Institute in association with Swinburne University and Brain Sciences Institute, I have no idea where those are, there is a clear link between physical fitness, brain function, and reduced stress levels at work. When your brain is performing at full capacity, you can focus, concentrate, and make better decisions. All essential if you're going to be more effective and efficient. Now, that's only 3 of the 6, and I do want to get through the other 3, but just to make sure we're careful. You know, God's all about moderation in the Bible. Gluttony isn't just applying to what you eat. Gluttony also applies to just doing too much of anything. So before we finish the other 3 reasons why exercise is good for you, I want to give you a public service announcement warning as to why you need to be careful not to overdo the exercise, because if you do, this could happen to you.
It was my daughter, Mallory. She asked us for a stopwatch for her birthday. I never suspected anything.
My son Matt started hanging out with a new crowd. I thought they were good kids, but soon he started wearing short shorts and t-shirts with bad puns.
Every year, 13 million kids try distance running for the first time, unaware that they're beginning a life of chafing and male thigh exposure.
Our son Adam said it was just a party, but when we went to go check on him, it was a 5K. No!
have no son.
Honey, stop.
I have no son. Don't you even think about coming home for Christmas. You are literally breaking your mother's heart.
Soon 5Ks weren't enough. Started getting into marathons.
What is it?
Okay.
He just kept getting medal after medal after...
After medal.
Medal.
His neck.
There's so much weight. It just drug him down.
Every day more and more of these hoodlums are running the streets. But what are they running from? What are they trying to hide? We gotta get back to traditional values, like walking, sitting down.
I should have seen the warning signs. You know, he was running in place a lot. He used gel inserts. I mean, I don't even know where you find that kind of thing.
Suspect is being charged with distance running, runner's high, freakish scrawniness.
Hey,
you keep quiet.
But as the running epidemic spreads, parents and teachers are powerless to stop it.
We took away her running shoes, hoping she would stop. And then we hear about this thing called barefoot running. Is this some sort of sick joke? I mean, where does it stop?
Parents, talk to your kids about distance running. Help them find better hobbies, like video games.
Could you stop it for 1 minute, Matt?
Napping. Or diabetes.
If you don't eat your donut, you can't have broccoli.
No, Dad, it's gonna slow me down.
I'm worried about you.
In extreme cases, seek medical help.
Your son's tested positive for shin splints.
Chop the leg. Chop the leg!
Distance running. It's a dangerous and slippery slope. Sometimes a healthy life is worse than death.
Come on!
Yes, you have to be careful. Even things that are positive in your life, like exercise, can become addictive and lead you down a very, very dark path. You might just find yourself in an alley buying running shoes from a guy named Dr. Scholes. He's a little bit on the shady side. So you got to be careful about this exercise thing. But if you do it in moderation, it'll be okay. On the other side of the break, we'll finish up how exercise can actually enable you to be better prepared to pursue God's calling in your life. So prop those bunny slippers up, or those running shoes, whichever you have on, and I'll see you on the other side of the break.
Politicians are mere puppets on a string, but I promise you on Common Sense, we're trying to pull the strings in the right direction. That's why we hope you'll join us in our conservative movement here in South Carolina every weekday evening at 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM, 660 AM, and online at joshgambrill.com.
Only 27% of college grads are working in the career field for which they studied. The average cost of college is a little bit more than 18 grand a year. This means that 73% of college grads waste $75,000 and years of their lives pursuing fields of study they will never use in real life. Career mismatches cause people financial and emotional pain as they struggle to pay their bills and also to find meaning in their lives. The late Larry Burkett recognized this, and for nearly 30 years, Crown Ministries, through its Career Direct Assessment, has helped hundreds of thousands of people around the world find, prepare for, and pursue the purpose-filled work God has called them to do. To learn more about how you or someone you love can use biblical wisdom to avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision, visit careercallings.net/discover and let us help you find, prepare for, and pursue the work God has called you to do. Again, that's careercallings.net/discover, careercallings.net/discover.
Westgate Christian School is known for offering an excellent and affordable Christ-centered education. From K-3 through 12th grade, we engage our students in the classroom and we challenge them on the playing field with competitive sports like soccer, volleyball, basketball, and golf. At Westgate Christian, we know there's a time to learn and a time to play. Call 576-4953 and come take a tour. Meet our staff online at wbcs.org. Call 576-4953 today for more information.
Christian Talk 660.
But our lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want. You'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of, perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Are we having fun yet? I don't know about you, but I'm having a blast. Thanks for coming back from the break. This is Robbie Romeiser with Career Callings, helping you find, prepare for, and pursue the work God created you to do. You can join us today at 864-381-7649 by phone or text message. That's 864-381-7649, or you can reach me by email at robbie@careercallings.net, R-O-B-B-I-E at careercallings.net. Before the break, we were reviewing an article called Six Reasons Why Exercise Can Supercharge Your Productivity by a guy named Carson Tate. He wrote it for a website called thenextweb.com. And we went through the first three. Exercise improves brain function. Exercise gives you more energy, makes you more alert and more focused, and also gives you more energy. And then at the end of the break, we played a little parody that you have to listen to. If you missed that, please go to careercallings.net/radio and get a link to the website, the YouTube video that I actually pulled that audio from. And I forgot to give at the break, before the break, the proper credit for that. So I want to point out to you that that was from a group called Studio C. And they have a channel on YouTube that you can subscribe to. It's one of the things that my kids love to look at. And they shared that with me not long ago. The truth of running and how addictive it can be. But do check that out. The folks at Studio C do a great job. Good, clean humor for the family. I think you'll enjoy it. Now, the last three reasons why exercise can help you achieve God's purpose in your life is that it can spark a breakthrough idea. For example, a study in the Journal of Experimental Psychology once demonstrated, and this is from the article here that Carson Tate wrote, demonstrated that walking indoors and outdoors triggered a burst in creative thinking, with the average creative output rising 60% when a person was walking. And the point was this: if you're engaged in any kind of creative work, or you're stumped by a problem you can't quite get a solution for, one of the things you might want to do is get up and exercise a little bit, even if that's just walking a little bit up and down the hallway, or taking a quick walk outside in the parking lot, or maybe just walking to the coffee pot. Because exercise will oftentimes trigger a breakthrough idea. I know sometimes when I've had trouble writing an article or preparing an outline for a show or something like that, I'll just get up and walk around, or maybe I'll stop for a while and go ahead and do my normal workout routine. And by the time I'm done, my mind is clearer, I can think better, and that breakthrough idea does come. Exercise, number five, exercise can help you find your optimal work-life balance. And in an article in the Harvard Business Review, people who managed to stick with their regular exercise routine experienced less trouble finding an optimal work-life balance. Possibly because structured activity helped them become better at time management and more confident in their ability to pull off the demands of both work and home. And that makes sense to me, because especially if you're a busy person, you got a lot of things going on in your life, it's very, very easy to think things like this: I don't have enough time to exercise. I got more important things to do. And I've been there, done that. I'll be there and do that again. And so will you, most likely. So you have to actually identify exercise as something so important that you have to schedule time for it and schedule other things around it. Because if you do engage in it, as we've already expressed here shortly ago or before the break, it will improve your ability to be more productive. So you really need to use some time management to schedule it into your life. Finally, number six, exercise helps you learn how to work through discomfort. And I'm just going to summarize that from my own experience. That point's very, very wise. If you've ever exercised in any kind of routine, you have gone through what I have gone through, and that is some days you just don't want to do it, and once you get started, you're hurting. Your muscles might be fatigued. You might just not want to do it. Very often times when I'm on my elliptical machine and I'm 15 or 20 minutes into a 30-minute routine, I'm tired, I'm winded, my legs are hurting, and I want to quit and say, 15, 20 minutes is long enough. But I'm committed to that 30-minute time frame, so I'll push through that. And after I push through that, a second wind hits, and I'm able to get through the 30 minutes, and I feel a whole lot more accomplished on the other end. Now, that habit, that way of thinking, absolutely transfers into the workplace. If you develop a habit of pushing through unpleasant feelings and unpleasant things in an exercise routine, you'll find yourself being able to do the same in the workplace. If something in a project stumps you or a relationship is going sour and something's unpleasant, you'll find a way to push through it and deal with it and try to correct it. Otherwise, you're more likely, at least I have been more likely, to want to quit and move on to something less troublesome rather than push through that troublesome thing. So six different ways that exercise can help you be more productive, and it's a blessing to be reminded of that. And I encourage you, if you don't already have an exercise routine, that you try to engage in one. Now, I want to just share with you another article here called Six Career Moves That Are Worth More Than an MBA. Not to disparage anybody that has an MBA or is searching for one or seeking one by going to school right now. That's a valuable educational accomplishment, and it certainly can help improve your ability to earn more money, but it's not for everybody. Going after an MBA is not for everybody. And this author, Jeffrey James, writing for Inc. magazine and BusinessInsider.com, shares a set of other skills. Six career moves that would not require an MBA, would be less costly than an MBA, but still could greatly improve your career. And since this deals with an educational type of topic, I want to introduce a new theme song that I will do my best to use when we have any kind of topic dealing with education, at least at a higher level, because it so articulates so well the thinking or the spirit behind an article like this. So, Maestro, if you will.
Everybody shut up.
Good friend Weird Al Yankovic with his hit Word Crimes. As always, I will link to that song on careercallings.net/radio, the new theme song for career-related matters. Education-related matters on Career Callings. Yes, six career moves that are worth more than an MBA. The first one in his list is develop strong sales skills, and that is a great one. I've heard time and time again in my adult life, I've heard many times that probably there are few people who earn as much money on an average basis as a good salesperson. So if you are geared towards that, not everybody is. Not everybody's geared towards sales, but if you're geared towards that, developing that skill can be very, very profitable, and doing so is much less costly than trying to obtain an MBA from a college of any status or any kind of, whether it's Ivy League or whatever, or just community college that offers, well, not community college, but a four-year local college that may offer an MBA program. And I want to share one thing I learned about sales years ago to maybe overcome the mental block that a lot of people have when it comes to sales. It's from a book called Endless Referrals by a guy named Bob Berg, and it was a great book. And in that book, and also in an online article from his website, he says this: sales is not talking, not talking people into buying something they don't need or want. It's finding out what they do want or need and helping them get it. Sales is not taking advantage of others, but giving them more advantage through your excellent products or services. Sales is not about taking, but about giving. The old English root of the word sell is the word sellen, S-E-L-L-A-N, and it meant to give. So to sell, in the old English version of that word, means to give. And exactly what do you give when you sell? Bob Berg writes, you give time, you give attention, you give counsel, education, and empathy, and most of all, you give value. So you should be proud of that which you sell, and proud to say that you're a sales professional. And you're going to be selling products or services if you are a sales professional. If you're in a job interview, you're trying to sell yourself. So you need to be understanding that you have value to give, and selling is all about showing people how you can give them that value. Number two reason, number two of the six career moves that can help you advance your career without an MBA that might be less costly than an MBA. Number two, gain fluency in another language. Not a bad idea. If you have a bilingual, trilingual skill set or whatever, the more languages you know, the more opportunities open up for you. Number three, learn to write code. Now, this guy obviously was a techie. What he wrote in his article about writing code was a little bit over my head just in that article. The gist of it was, if you're prone to technological savvy, learning how to write code will help you to hone your critical logical thinking skills, and that's a skill that will help you out in your future endeavors. Number four, become a master storyteller. Anybody who can tell a good story, who's a good speaker, can open up lots of opportunities. And that's one of the reasons why professional speakers are so professional and do so well, that the ones that are good, is because they know how to tell a story. They're master storytellers, and they really can influence people through that. Write a best-selling book. It's one of the best advertisements you can do for a career, is to write a best-selling book, or write a book at all, and give that as your business card to people. That's a great idea. And then number six, start your own business. Obviously, if you can start and succeed in your own business, that can definitely be profitable as you serve the Lord through that business. All right, that wraps up another edition of Career Callings. As always, you can get a free copy of today's podcast or radio program as a podcast at careercallings.net/radio, and also links to the articles we reviewed. If you don't know what value it is that God created you to bring to the world, it's time to find out. Go ask Him in prayer and meditation in the Word of God. God bless.